All right, cut the music. Cut the music. Everybody. Tulo, how are you, buddy?
Fantastic, man.
A lot to talk about. Too much to talk about. People are saying there's a lot to talk about. Welcome to Queenie's Wrestling Podcast. I'm Dan Black, the funniest podcast in the motherfucking universe. If you turn off my podcast, I'll fucking kill you.
Like it.
I will, because it's violent, but it's important for wrestling. And violence was on display in Saudi Arabia, and that means inside and out the ring, folks. I don't know what I mean by that. Anyway, having a little electrolytes. I'm on no sleep right now. I'm getting jacked up on coffee. Well, because you know the flight from Saudi Arabia was tough.
8 hours.
20 million hours. It was. It was a 20 million hour flight.
Long time.
Anyway, patreon.com/comedianswrestling. Support this podcast. We do this on ourselves. We do it on ourselves. I forgot that I was away this week. I did watch Dynamite, but I had no time to record the bonus episode because I was visiting my brother in San Francisco, which was a treat. But now I'm back, and I did see the Elimination Chamber, and I have a lot to say. Tulo's been texting me. He has a lot to say. There's just a lot to say. So we're not going to waste time. We're going to get into it. Do you mind if I hop right in, Tulo? Or are you so fired up that you need to go?
No, go, baby, go.
All right. Well, I mean, there's so many stupendous things to talk about, you know? I mean, you know, when you think about wrestling, you think stupendous, you know? You're like, wow, everything is so stupendous. I can't believe how stupendous it all is. And I'm feeling stupendous. Tulo, are you feeling stupendous today?
Yeah, actually, that's a great word. Feeling stupendous.
Are you feeling stupendous? Stupendous. I mean,
hard
Jesus
word to say.
Fucking Christ.
Stupendous.
WWE is now labeled WrestleMania the most like stupendous. They're running out of adjectives.
No.
This most
is that
stupendous.
Real?
You don't know about this?
No.
WrestleMania is being called stupendous. This, like officially.
No.
Officially, all over the chamber was it being called stupendous, the most stupendous event of all time.
Oh, no.
I mean, stupendous literally sounds like stupid. I mean,
it is
a terrible adjective. And boy, oh boy, does it make WrestleMania seem stupid. I mean, stupendous is not a cool word, you know? This reminds me of when they had Peter Gabriel's Big Time as the fucking WrestleMania song. Big Time, beauty. Anyway, I don't know. I mean, there's not much more to say about that, but stupendous is terrible. I watched the Elimination Chamber over there in Jeddah. I saw the event. And Brock Lesnar victorious in the Elimination Chamber. I don't know. I guess I'm gonna veer into pretty lame
Veer.
Territory.
Is he here?
Oh my! It's Veer! Oh my God! It's Veer! I think I'm about to veer into territory of talking like in every other wrestling podcast. But I guess sometimes it happens, you know, where look, when you have Brock Lesnar win the Royal Rumble and the Elimination Chamber. And main event WrestleMania, how does any other talent grow? I mean, like, why do you need him to win both? I mean, it's so stupid, you know? Now, the argument's going to be at this Bobby Lashley injury, but regardless of that, Brock Lesnar doesn't need to win anything to get anything.
He's main eventing WrestleMania regardless.
He's a walking, talking main eventer. Like, he is a proven main event.
He won the Royal Rumble.
No one
is
ever
main eventing WrestleMania regardless.
Right. He's main eventing. So Is it just to go title versus title? Now, let's take a step back because I haven't dug that deep into it. I literally just drove and I popped on the mic. So Bobby Lashley gets hurt in his pod, okay? Now, what they're saying is, if you saw it, it didn't look like anything. And you're like, what? This must be a work. And it was a work, but not the kind of work that I expected. He got hurt at the Rumble after when he won the title. And then he's been injured and needs shoulder surgery since the Rumble. So he knew walking into this chamber, what they're saying is that Brock was going to win it back.
No, but why did they put it back on him?
He got hurt in the match at the Rumble where he was winning it back.
Oh, he won it back at the Rumble?
Yeah, so the original plan must have been Bobby as the champion.
Oh, yeah, Bobby beat Brock, right.
So I don't think they were going for a title unification match until they realized Bobby was injured, you know? So what I'm going to say is
brain.
That, yeah, so essentially you now have all, so if you, did you watch this chamber match? You didn't, right?
No, I didn't watch anything.
Okay, so first off, now I'll take a step back and say something positive. I mean, Brock looks incredible in this match. Okay? So look, because I don't want this to be an indictment on Brock Lesnar, who's an amazing talent and deserves to still be main eventing WrestleManias. That has nothing to do with anything. Like, he is amazing, you know? He's one of the best. And Roman Reigns is also doing great work. So they are one of my point is that they're the only two guys positioned to do the job. Them and Bobby Lashley, who got hurt, and Bobby Lashley even feels a little forced. But somehow they've managed to make Seth feel and AJ Styles feel like nowhere near main eventers. Like, and I'll even take it a step further. If you watch this chamber, Brock manhandles Seth and AJ. He F5s them and pins them. Brock gets every pin in the entire match. He pins the whole chamber. So it buries all these guys going into Mania. It's crazy. None of them look good. The last guy in the chamber was Austin Theory. And Brock gave an F5 off the top of the pop to Austin Theory, which actually looked like shit. Just to be honest, because he did not land flat.
If that was Cody, he would have landed fucking flat as a board.
Exactly. So that's why I wanted to go back to that cutter. That cutter, a perfect flat landing. Dude,
Dan, it's so funny. Because I legit just watched that spot.
Yeah.
And
which one? Lands, the pod?
The F5 off the top of the pod. And he like lands shitty. And I'm just like, would have just landed like Cody. And I like instantly thought of you and how you pointed out that part of the cutter and how amazing it was. Because
the flat land is everything.
Yeah. And he was so scared. Bitched out.
So why not? First off, Brock should have thrown him. I had to take a bite of my protein thing because I need nourishment. Brock should have F5'd him onto the mat so he can more comfortable landing flat. Okay? Because if you land on your feet, I would take that spot. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now, that being said, Austin Theory is a jabroni, is my point. I mean, Austin Theory's dressed like Seth. What's that about? All right. Now, maybe he'll be good. I don't know. Holy shit. And remind me to get back to talking about Riddle Brock. Because this is their first time wrestling each other, I think, right?
I didn't even realize that happened.
Right. So that's another thing. Okay. So Brock. And kudos to WWE because I'm talking about WWE, right? So you got to give them that. Brock looked so fucking awesome at the chamber. He got a little bit of a tan, which he rarely does. And it went a long way. Okay?
Probably been working on the ranch and he's popping the top, you know?
I think he was in the... He went in of the Prince's... the Prince's spray tan booth. But he had the tan. It made him look like 10 years younger. He looked so good with his tan. He had the braid. The braid? Oh, my God. He looked amazing. Yeah. Brock looked like $1 million in this match. And he was so violent. He was beating the shit out of guys where I think when they got backstage, if he wasn't Brock, they'd be like, yo, what the fuck, man? But because he's Brock, what they said was just nothing is what they said. They said nothing. They kept their dumb mouths shut because it's Brock Lesnar. And so he, at one point, slams Austin Theory's head into the fucking glass over the pod.
Yeah, like six times.
Yeah, it looks so fucking violent, even though it's just plexiglass. It still looks so violent. He gave him like a snap suplex onto the outside, which used to be an actual grate. But they turned it into a pad like 4 years ago or whatever. The first one that Bray won, if you remember. Right before Orlando, where he had like a six-minute match against Randy. And then, like, 5 years later, we're like, wow, well, they'll be able to rectify that as The Fiend. And then he had another shit match against Randy. Now, with an ending where – do you remember that ending where Alexa Bliss was, like, bleeding black? Anyway, and now Fiend is fired. A fired man. Okay. So, but I'm saying he literally pins Seth Rollins – and AJ Styles, though, who cares about Riddle and Theory? Like, those guys are there to be pinned, essentially. And then who is the other guy? Lashley, and then there was another guy.
Was it?
Well, there's six guys, right? Oh, Brock. That was it, yeah. Anyway, so now we have this match, which is Reigns. So I don't know. I guess you weren't excited to even watch this chamber at all.
Nah, man. My theory, all puns intended.
Your awesome theory.
About Saudi shows is that Saudi Prince wanted Yokozuna to wrestle in the greatest Royal Rumble. So not knowing that Yokozuna's been dead, and they just got like an imitation Yokozuna to like come down. And at that point, they kind of just lost me. So these Saudi, they...
Jeez,
I mean, there's nothing you can even really say because it just doesn't make any sense. Why would you do this? Why are you taking away an opportunity from somebody to have Brock win the Royal Rumble and then just make him champion? So it's just, I don't know, man.
If the rumors are that Shane was fired for booking the Rumble bad, but then it's put the title back on Brock at the chamber.
Yeah, like, you know how interesting they could have made it? I guess they
had no real choice, though, because if the chamber is for the title...
Have Seth win.
Yeah, but...
And then do Seth KO at WrestleMania. You know how fucking sick that match would be? Yeah, the story's right there. It's all they had to do.
But speaking of Austin theories... You heard about this?
Who the fuck is... Who's Seth going to wrestle now?
So, they're saying that Stone Cold might wrestle KO at Mania, right?
Yeah, great.
That would be awesome. Come on. That would be a good time.
Great.
That would be amazing.
Oh, yeah, great. I'm being serious. Like, yeah, great. That's great. That's what WrestleMania should be. Shit like that. Not fucking time.
Yeah, but so anyway, it's just like so weird because Brock wins the title. And this Brock run is really fun. I have no problem with it, right? But, like, what is anybody else doing on this card? They're all so – we're pretty close to Mania already, and they're deep in the jabron zone, you know?
Oh, it's not even close.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Anyway, match, and then Roman Reigns wrestled Goldberg.
Killed him.
It was, you know, terrible match. I'll say this, Goldberg, I think Goldberg looks better than Reigns. Is that insane to say? Goldberg, I mean, look, he's old, obviously. He's old, so not really. Not like Roman's Goldberg. Way handsomer guy, but Goldberg, I think, has more definition, and he looks technically more jacked than Roman Reigns. You know? Now, one of them's juiced to the gills, which is Goldberg. You know, and what, because he's old, you know, he's older, so he has to, you know, take all the supplements and blah, blah, blah. And one of them probably, you know, Roman's getting tested and stuff, you know, so I mean, probably, right? So, whatever. But I'll say this, if Roman Rock is what they're going to go for in LA, which probably is what they're going to do, you know?
Yeah.
He's got, what, a year? He's got a year and a month or whatever to get in Rock shape. You know what I mean? Because Rock, You can stand. Roman right now is in pretty good shape. When you stand next to The Rock, that's a next level of shape, you know?
Yeah.
And if he's supposed to be passing the torch to him, you know what I mean?
I mean, that fucking match would rule, huh?
I think it's definitely going to happen, you know? This is way too much.
Maybe we get Cody Seth now.
Okay. So, anyway, we're getting Brock. Let's jump. We got to jump over that. But we're going to get Brock Roman again. And it's crazy because it is a cool match. But does anyone really, like, when the bell rings for that, do you really care? We've seen it 5 million times.
I'm going to do something for you. You ready? You ready?
This will be my third WrestleMania I flew to see Roman versus Brock.
I bought a general admission GCW ticket for the whole weekend. I'm going to all the GCW.
That'll be dope. 100%. What are you saying? What are we going to play? You're going to play me something?
So let's play a little thing, right? Let's talk.
It's too low time. Go for it. It's too low time.
Britt Baker versus Thunder Rosa. Adam Page versus Adam Cole. Jurassic Express versus
Jurassic Park.
To be determined. Two tag teams. CM Punk versus MJF in a dog collar match. Keith Lee, Wardlow, Powerhouse Hobbs. I mean, this is it. This is how you do it. It's clear as day. This is how you book cards. This is how you get people interested in what you're doing. You build up. Revolution feels like WrestleMania, honestly.
The Revolution card is sick.
It's like WrestleMania.
It's sick. It is huge. I mean, I just don't listen.
You know what?
I will say this though. I do have a bit of mania fever right now. I will say this.
Zero.
I have a little bit of mania fever. I was watching The Chamber. I'm a little bit like, oh, mania. I'm feeling a little bit of it. I'm feeling a little mania fever. But I will say this. I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it. I'm saying this, but man, oh man, no one is not positioned to be remotely engaging two nights. I mean, there's going to be pockets of interesting, but that is going to have filler, right?
Oh, man.
That has to have so many filler matches. But yeah, let's jump over to Cody. So what the big matches we have is we have Ronda, Charlotte. And to be clear, Becky beat Lita. They kind of jobbed out Lita pretty hard, actually. Lita gave a twist of fate into the moonsault, and then she just kicked out on two, you know? I was like, oh, all right, you know? Yeah. I was like, all right, well, cool. Lita's talked about having another run in her, but I don't know. There was part of me that thought maybe Lita could win. I got a little worked, to be honest, because I was like, maybe that'd be interesting.
Be honest with me.
What?
Lita would be perfect in AEW right now. A Lita Britt Baker match would fucking rule.
Lita could be interesting. But so Becky now has the title again. So my question is that do you just throw Becky in the Ronda match again and do that rematch?
Who won the Royal Rumble?
Ronda Rousey. I mean, Tilo, you don't care about WWE at all right now. Holy shit. You are so out on the WWE. I mean, like, I don't understand. I get it.
Never been more out.
You are so out. You are out to such a high degree. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm way more into what's going on at AEW. But I was. Yeah. But anyway, so let's. Becky, I'm trying to think about if I'm there watching this shit.
Well, it's Bianca now. Bianca won the Chamber. She gets the title match. Right?
Oh, yeah, Bianca won the Chamber. What did the Chamber gave her a title match?
I thought that's what it was.
Oh, so are they going Bianca, Becky, Ronda, Charlotte?
Ronda, Charlotte?
This is so stupid.
Yeah, Becky versus Bianca.
That's so stupid. Why? Like, why? They did nothing to make it. Like, why would Ronda want Charlotte over Becky? After all that shit. If they're telling any kind of storytelling, like why?
Oh, and they just wrestled in Saudi, didn't they? Wasn't it Ronda versus Charlotte? Or am I wrong? Did that match just happen?
No, it was Ronda, Charlotte, and Sonya and Naomi were in, like,
oh,
it was a
tag,
tag, and her arm was tied behind her back. I don't know. It turned it off.
I mean, they better stay away from each other on screen till Mania, and they better get to the PC and work out a 12-minute match that will keep the crowd entertained, because if they roll in there with this lop-jalop that they're doing, it's going to be real bad. It's
Wait,
be
so
real, real bad.
I'm just, like, figuring this out. Charlotte, man, to not have Becky in that match seems so off, right? Like, why is Ronda going after, you know? At least you got to have a segment with at least Charlotte and Becky in the ring together, and they're like, she's got to choose. You know, you remember when Taker won the Rumble, and then he went down the line, and it was Lashley was ECW champion, Cena was WWE champion, and Batista was the SmackDown champion, and then Taker was choosing him, and he went down the line. He was like, and then eventually when he chose Batista, he looked him in the eyes, and he went, you know, like fucking thumb knife to the neck to be like, you're next, you know what I mean? And then they wrestled.
Speaking of Taker,
WWE Hall of Famer.
WWE Hall of Famer, congratulations, by the way. And on stage with Bad Bunny. Bad Bunny brought Undertaker out on stage on his tour.
Wait, was that where he was riding the motorcycle?
I don't know. He just...
Wow, that's so funny.
On stage, like, literally, he brought him out with the music and everything.
Taker's so retired now, it's crazy. He's just, like, popping up at Pitbull concerts. And right, wasn't he at the Pitbull thing also?
No, well, Pitbull sang in Taker in Saudi Arabia.
Red light, green light. Everybody knows the Taker.
I can't even talk about this anymore.
All right, so Bianca, Becky, no one's going to – I mean, that match will be very good. Charlotte Ronda will be very good. So that's cool. Those are good matches. I guess I just have to spread those out, right? They had to spread out Becky and all that female talent. Like, those are, like, the big women. So they had to spread them out over two nights. You know what I mean? But where's Sasha at?
Oh, dude, I don't know, man. Tag team titles, I guess, something. Maybe Bayley comes back.
Oh, a Sasha Bailey feud is probably what they'll do for Mania?
Or Sasha Bailey tag team. They win the tag.
They'll bring
titles.
Back the therapist.
What women? Who are the women tag team tag team champions?
I think it's Carmella and.
Oh yeah,
somebody else.
That'd be a dope match.
Who's the other one? Carmella and Zelina.
Carmella and Zelina.
Yeah. Anyway, I honestly, I'm shocked. I know that. Anyway, Roman and Goldberg. Goldberg did not even one jackhammer to Roman. In this match, he choked out Goldberg. Goldberg was bleeding from nothing. They didn't even show Goldberg walking through the back, you know. Just no, it was no fun. And we got this Brock Roman match. Lashley's out. I really wonder what the plan would have been. I think probably keep the title on Lashley. He would have won the chamber, and then you probably have Lashley set up like Lashley Seth or something, right? Just something you, because you got two nights. You kind of need to have those titles defended. You know what I mean?
It'll probably be like two and a half hour nights. Like honestly, maybe three max.
Yeah. Be
a whole lot of schmoz in right. Texas. You know, there'll be a whole lot of filler and stuff.
Well, let's talk Cody. Have we heard anything about Cody? We watched Dynamite this week. No Cody. No Cody in sight.
The only stuff I heard about Cody was gone. And they didn't. My point about this is they didn't skip a beat, man. They fucking really brought it. Like,
well, it's opened with Punk on Dynamite, just like, you know, but it's opened with Punk with his legs crossed, you know, PG Punk, and he talked shit about Long Island. Did you see again? Did it piss you off?
Of course it did.
You hate it. He hates it.
He's such a fucking piece of shit.
Dulo, I think you had said you had some hot takes for me. Do you got them or what? You texted me. I got so much to say. What do you got to say?
No real hot takes. First of all, I didn't understand why they were calling it Slam Dunk. Did you know why?
What?
I was like, why is this called Slam Dunk this weekend? And I just realized it was the NBA All-Star game.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Too.
So I was like, oh, and so, you know, whatever. But
you know,
I'm like, Tony Khan's got a fucking name every fucking show. Slam Dunk, Grand Slam.
Is Dynamite called Slam Dunk this week?
No, Rampage was called Slam Dunk.
Oh, actually, I didn't see Rampage this week because I was. Wow.
Well,
what happened on Rampage? He's got an announcement.
Adam Cole started off. Yeah, Adam Cole started off the night.
Alex Cole, baby.
Adam Cole, and you know that was after that was taped a tape match, and that was after 2 hours of Dynamite and an hour of probably AEW Dark before, and crowd, every single person in the crowd on their feet cheering for Adam Cole, loud as hell. Just, you know, doing what he does best, just entertaining, being an incredible professional wrestler. It goes, I mean, incredible match with 10, a very jacked man. And yeah, I'm just, I just, Adam Cole's incredible, dude.
Yeah, I think he's just
consistently
awesome. Mediocre, but I
consistently awesome. I mean, you couldn't be more wrong. I just don't understand how you could watch, you didn't watch Rampage, but. Like, see him come out. Look at the way the crowd reacts.
By the way, I always watch Rampage. I just missed Rampage this week.
That's fine.
Okay. Let's not laugh like I'm not a Rampage watcher.
You know,
I'm watching SmackDown now. I'm deep in the zone. I'm watching every SmackDown here.
You're on the road to WrestleMania,
dude. Did you
see?
I am on the road. Listen, I'll watch the Adam Cole thing, and I'll see how I feel about it. Adam Cole.
I'm just trying to – I want you to just pay attention to what's going on. And the dude consistently wrestles – incredible matches, okay? He just goes out there every single time and performs. He's an incredible professional wrestler. He wrestles fucking 10 and looks, doesn't skip a beat with this dude, puts on a great match with this guy. I'm just going to keep defending him. I'm never going to stop defending Adam Cole. I just want you to know this. And you can keep hating on him as much as you want. But I think you're very wrong about this, and you're missing the fact that no one else is consistently getting this kind of like pop.
Okay.
Like for this long, for these long, he is always bringing it. And they starts off the show, banger. Right off the bat. Just great. Just great, man.
All right. I'll take your word for it. Man, I was thinking about WWE they couldn't even have fun with the fact that this was the first time Riddle and Brock were like face to face, you know?
Yeah.
You know, like that, like, you know what I mean? Like, they couldn't even have fun with that.
Yeah, they can't. There's no fun fucking federation.
Riddle was in the building with Goldberg and the Brock. You know what I mean? Yeah. The two guys.
Why not that be the match of Saudi? That should be the match of Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, well, why
at least put him in the chamber.
Have Goldberg beat Riddle. Like, that would have been really fun, right? That'd be fun. Have Goldberg beat the shit out of Riddle, because then you have it down the line or something. I don't know. I'm just thinking about something to build up these younger guys. I mean, they are all so – AJ Styles is, like, completely neutralized. I mean
– here is the perfect example, and this is one of the questions I wanted to ask you. Now you look over at AEW, right, and they have this Face of the Revolution match, ladder match, and there's Keith Lee, Wardlow, and –
You don't remember? Wow, I mean, you seem so excited, bro.
Keith Lee, Wardlow, and Hobbs.
Powerhouse Hobbs.
I mean, now there's three other people like that are going to be in this match. Dan, how would you round off this match? How would you round off?
I think
three other wrestlers to put in there. Who you put in it?
So
keep it the big boy match.
I'm looking at the card right now. Oh shit! What am I looking at? I'm looking at last year's Revolution, not this year's. All right, so I want to see what's announced already. So right now it's three ladder match for future.
Winner gets a TNT title match.
Oh, okay. I guess you probably throw.
Get Malakai in there.
You probably get. Well, I guess these have to be all wrestlers who are kind of like, you can't have Darby in there, right? Because it's like it's got to be all. It's got to be guys who don't have titles, right?
Or guys who haven't gotten this opportunity. Like these three guys.
Wow, I love this match. This is a fucking cool match.
This is just to the T, like a perfect thing for them to do. Like you look at these three guys in a ladder match, right? And I'm just like, damn, let's go. Like who you putting in there?
Well, the thing is this reminds me of that. Remember that five-man ladder match in NXT for the North American title?
Dream, EC3.
Yeah, Adam Cole, I think. I think Adam Cole won, right? Or did Ricochet win?
Cole won,
but Ricochet was in there.
I think Dream, right?
Yeah, Dream.
And I think...
it was EC3 was in it. I think I was there for that, no?
I think that might have been.
I think I was there. I think it was in
Lars Sullivan. I think
I was there. Isn't it getting to a crazy zone where I know I'm positive I was there, but I'm like, where was that? Was it Orlando? Maybe it was in New Orleans.
Might have been.
Oh, it's gonna bother me. Was it San Jose? It wasn't Dallas. It wasn't Orlando. It had to be New Orleans. It had to be New Orleans or what was it after New Orleans? What was 35? It wasn't New York. It had to be New Orleans. It had to be.
2018?
It had to be New Orleans. Unless it was just a before a Rumble or something. It's going to bother me. I got no one. There.
Ricochet, Killian Dane, EC3, Lars Sullivan.
Yeah. Dream. Yeah. Where was that?
New Orleans.
Yeah, it had to be New Orleans. Sweet. God, I'm already blanking out on this shit. Yo, that was insane. So, I think that this match, I maybe throw a hook in there? Right? I mean, he's not going to win, but, you know?
Love that pick.
Absolute Ricky Sinclair. Throw him in there.
Yeah, well, you already have Hobbs, right?
Hobbs,
right? So, man, there's so many... Someone's got to be a surprise, right?
Yeah. Dante Martin? Dante Martin in that match.
Dante Martin lost. He lost the Hobbs.
Oh, shit. You're right. Damn it. Dante Martin belongs in that match, though, because he'll keep just for spots. You know what I mean?
Man, there's just so – there's like
– Who do you have win this match? I mean, I know we're not even fully booked it yet, but like I think with Powerhouse Hobbs.
I say storyline, I think Wardlow makes the most sense because then he gets a title opportunity. And then you can build that storyline of MJF being like, if you win the title, you're giving it to me. You know?
Yeah.
And then I think that's how you build that match, you know?
Yeah, that shit's very exciting.
Crowd would get super, super hot for a Wardlow win there. I think it's going to happen. I think that's the best story. I think it'll be so fucking over.
Maybe you put, I guess... This is a very narrow. It's very cool because it has to be kind of booked very narrow.
I think Malachi.
Yeah, maybe put Black Malachi in there, or maybe you put like Brody in there, because you might want Malachi to be just already because he might just be like a AEW, just not the TNT title, the regular title guy. I don't know. It's interesting because the way AEW does it, it's kind of confusing because they don't act like the other title is a lesser title, you know?
Right.
And that's kind of confusing because it's like it definitely is a lesser title. But like how do you make it matter though?
They make it matter.
It makes it matter, but it's still like a second tier title, you know?
Yeah, but that title seems to be way, way more connected to money, you know, like, and people know the value of having it, like, owning
Let's
it.
Dig into the dirts, baby. Let's look what's going on with Cody. So here's what I read about Cody, okay? I've read that Cody's already down in the performance center and shit, and they're saying he's already filming vignettes and stuff. I've read that Cody could appear on Raw as soon as tonight. I mean, tomorrow night. Sorry. We record this, or tonight when this comes out. I've read that Cody's debut is extremely imminent. Like, boom. Rumors is that he will not be with Brandy, that they did not sign Brandy.
I heard that too.
Yeah. And I believe it. I think we see Cody. If Cody's coming to WWE, I think we see it ASAP, you know? Because we got Mania around the corner. There's really nothing to wait for, right? So what, I know we've talked about it a million times, but the only match I see them giving Cody is Seth, you know?
Yeah, now it's making more sense that that's what it's going to be, you know.
What there's really no other there's no other match that they can give him except for Triple H, but I really don't think Triple H is healthy to wrestle. I don't I just have my gut is that Triple H is out, you know?
I would have to think he is too, but
We've seen nothing from him. Like truly
yeah, that's
nothing.
exactly, so that makes the most sense. Like, we didn't see shit from him when him and Batista.
I mean, Triple H Cody is like the match that's like, that's the match we want to see, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's what I want to see. That's what
Yeah.
get me to tune in.
Holy shit, that match is sick. Tony Khan apparently has some kind of announcement, right?
Again?
I read that he has another announcement. Did I make that up? De this was definitely, yeah, here. Let's see. Let's look it up. Tony Khan says he has an announcement.
Anything on Twitter?
Here, Matt, two nights ago, Tony Khan in meetings all day yesterday ahead of massive announcement. There will be a lot of news in the week ahead. This is busted. I don't know if he'll get it done by tonight. We're working on here. This is what he said. Tony talked to Busted Open. I don't know if it'll get done by tonight, but stay tuned in the weeks ahead. Hopefully, I'm working on something pretty big. It would be massive. I don't know if it's what anybody would expect it is or think it is, but it would be a big deal in pro wrestling. I'm looking forward to hopefully making it happen. Stay tuned. Hopefully, I'll get that done and have more to announce soon. This is what he said. He said this 2 days ago.
You think it is?
He's working on something massive, is what he says. Like, I'm reading that some people believe that he signed a deal with New Japan.
I'm thinking that. That's where my brain goes
Yeah.
immediately.
People are thinking. Yeah. So that's kind of the.
I
That's
mean,
the rumor I'm hearing, which is pretty fucking amazing if they pull that off, which I'm sure they can. Why
Did you
not?
see Jay White turned on Tonga and Tama? Cost
No.
them
Did he
the
do it on the
event.
Rampage?
He did it. No, he did it on Impact. And so Gallows and Anderson ended up beating him.
Okay.
So things are getting interesting.
Things are getting interesting. I mean, wrestling is fucking fun right now. I mean, there's a lot of shit going on. I just I'm try I don't know. I'm trying to give WWE my focus right now, you know? I'm
You
trying.
know what's crazy?
And
Here's the
they
thing
got me
too,
back
like,
into, you know, they got me more, you know, I'm back into Brock. You know what I mean? Like I'm feeling the Brock thing. It's just everything
well,
else is so far below it, you know? Holy shit.
it's bad, man. It's bad.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just even they're not even really sharing. Like, I'm not even really seeing it on social media either. Like, which I'm usually that's how I consume it, you know? Like, but like what they're showing isn't like doing anything for me to like turn it on. A lot of times I'm turning it on is when I'm just sitting around. I'm like, let's see what's going on here. And if you randomly turn on one of those shows, it's like, whoa. But I mean, I'm gonna pro most likely watch Mania. I'm gonna be there, you know, so probably I might end up going. Who knows? But
So right now, Mania tickets are. I'm probably going to Mania. I just got to figure it out, but I'm probably going. The tickets
well,
right now are 2 for 1. Did you see that?
yeah, it's like
Yeah.
wild.
It's crazy.
I mean, it makes sense. I mean, the stadium's massive, you know,
Yeah.
but right now, like what I've learned over the last recent years is that like nothing really matters leading up until the 2 3 weeks before Mania. That's when they really start booking Mania. So like nothing right now, it's all it seems like they're already like booking it, but that can all change. So you never know what's gonna fucking happen and what crazy fucking ideas they're gonna have. So it's best to just kind of sit back and let it kind of unfold and see where it lands. And if they do a good enough job to get us to tune in, then
Yeah, I mean the only 3 matches booked is Charlotte, Rousey, Lesnar, Roman, Lynch, Bianca. Yeah. So
Johnny Knoxville versus Sami Zayn.
So that's the other thing I wanted to bring up. So Sami Zayn, that's probably going to happen, right?
I think so.
Sami Zayn won the Intercontinental title. You should look at this. I think Shinsuke's been the champion for like a year or something, or like 7 months.
That was insane.
He wrestled, like, he had like what, two title defenses or something? Like, or one title defense the whole time?
Dude, it's so crazy. I a switch went off in my brain.
Yeah.
And I was just like, this is it. This is the reason. Like, how do you make a title that, like, for me and for you, that title was like the title back in the day. Like, I just remember the IC title was just like, so I, even recently, what The Miz used to do with that title, he held that title 9 fucking times. He made that title so damn important. And now it's just like a fucking prop. It's like the 24/7 title. That title means absolutely fucking nothing. So what do we care about? The tag team titles don't matter. The IC title doesn't matter. The US title doesn't matter. The women's tag team titles definitely don't matter. It's really just these four titles that are on these two shows, and that's it. It's all not. They've erased anything meaningful in every other division other than the women's championship and the men's championship. That's it.
Yeah, it's hard. It's definitely you know, it definitely is what it is. But we can look towards towards this card being filled out. Look, if they. Ronda Charlotte, man, it's going to be hard to fucking care about a lot of these matches. I mean, even Ronda Charlotte is kind of like, you know, it's a little, like, if we had the Becky in it, I could probably mentally rally to be pumped
for it.
They'll
probably do something. They'll probably throw, like, Trish Stratus in there or something, like, 2 weeks before.
Yeah, something like that. They don't, I mean, yeah, whatever. WWE in a weird spot. They'll probably go Seth, Cody. But if they get, like, KO Stone Cold, you know, it could round out a fun, nice card. You know what I mean? Yeah. I mean, KO Stone Cold is, like, insane. Yeah. That's an insane match, you know? Mm-hmm. But it's kind of weird. It's like, I love Kevin Owens, and, like, whatever, it's Stunner versus Stunner, so whatever, and probably styles-wise, it's probably a good matchup for Stone Cold to do a match here. But, like, man, don't you want to see Stone Cold like Roman? He's still Stone Cold, right? Like, he's still, you know, he's still Stone Cold Steve Austin. He's still on my shirt right now. You know what I mean? He's still the best wrestler of all time. Like, you know, I mean, I know he's coming back, but it's for him to come back in a match that's anything less than like
massive
Rock Hogan level. Like, when Hogan came back, it's for Rock. It's like, you want to see Roman or, I don't know, Brock? What, you know what I mean? Like, what? You know, he's Stone Cold Steve Austin, but I guess whatever. Man, if I'm him, I know it's a payday, but a match against Kevin Owens is just simply, and I love Kevin Owens, I really do. It's just simply not Stone Cold level, you know?
Bro, we're going to get Mox versus Danielson, and they're going to bleed so much fucking blood at Revolution. We'll get Kingston versus fucking Jericho. That card at Revolution is going to be so sick. I'm excited about that.
The Revolution card will be fucking.
I can't even. People, you know, WWE will do what WWE does, and they'll make it dope, and it will look cool as fuck, and there will be shit on there that you'll tune in for. I'm sure they're not really in the storytelling. Obviously, isn't the focal point. So, because obviously, if it was, then they wouldn't have had Brock win the Rumble and then win the Chamber. So, you know, it is what it is. But
it's the most stupendous two-night event in WrestleMania.
I mean,
history.
Well, there you go. Do you need?
Really, can you just put it into perspective? It is the most stupendous. Okay, now look, we can. I just want to be a little positive for a second, not just for positive sake. And I know I'm sticking on Mania this year, but maybe just because I'm trying to psych myself up for WrestleMania. But I think you got to, like, a lot of these Manias. A lot of these Manias, I remember I went into 31 and was like, this card is kind of, you know? And that's when Seth cashed in and it ended up being a great time, a great Mania, you know? It was that we had a fucking blast there. So, if they, like, Charlotte and Ronda could really do something fucking fun. Brock Roman could do something fun. you know, Lynch, Belair can tear down the fucking house. Belair did it last time, you know?
I
So they're
like
already shaping these
put
matches.
Charlotte and Ronda in like a in a cage, you know? Fuck it.
Right. Sure.
That's where you go.
It feels like there's this. I actually kind of am like, I kind of have this feeling right now. I'm going to go on paper here and say that this Mania might end up being having some pretty high highs in it, you know? Hmm? Because it's two nights, they're not going to have enough matches. There's going to be a lot of popcorn matches, you know?
It'd be really but, funny if they're like, we're making it one night.
We're making it a little bit less stupendous. We want this to be a little bit less stupendous, folks. So I don't know. I guess what I'm saying is that I think it could be okay. I think it'll be okay. Oh man, Cody. I'm just trying to think about this for a second. The Cody of it all. If you book Cody Seth, right? It's just Seth is in the wrong zone. He came out. He's still coming out all goofy. Like, you got to have Seth be, you have to paint Seth as that WWE guy, right? You kind of have to have Seth back in that zone of the guy who would, like, defend WWE on Twitter, right?
I mean, yeah, he can easily snap into that, no problem.
Oh, I mean, he could do it easily, but they just got to do it. You know what I mean?
You know Seth would dress as fucking Stardust, too. That Mania.
Yeah, of course. Or dress as fucking Dusty. Wear the black and white.
Oh, man. Imagine if he had the black tights with the yellow polka dots. Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
What's a bigger slap, that or fucking dressing as Stardust?
Oh, my God. So, yeah, we'll probably see Zayn Knoxville at Mania for the IC title. Oh, my God. Yo, so Adam Page, did Adam Page and Adam Cole, did they go head to head face to face on Rampage? I got to watch Rampage after this.
No.
So it was just Alex Cole. Alex Cole cutting a promo. Adam Cole did he wrestle a match and then talk shit?
I'm trying to remember.
Oh my! Too much weed, too long. It's too much.
Yeah.
Weed.
Too much weed.
It's too much weed, too long. I mean, when did you watch this? Friday?
Nah, he beat 10, and then I think he got the fuck out of there.
10. Oh, the Dark Order. Dark Order's gotta go. The Dark Order's gotta go. I mean, it's enough with the Dark Order. So we're gonna see MJF and Punk in the dog collar match. Hey, what are you roll? Are you going back to the beginning? Yeah.
Yeah. No, I was looking to see what happened at the end of that match, but no, yeah, they didn't do anything. They just got out of there. And Red Dragon came out.
So. Red Dragon, the dog, dog collar match. See a Punk. You know, the dog. What a weird thing when he's like holding that. And he's like, "Oh, you want to be my Valentine?" Yeah.
So fucking kinky. What a weird guy this CM Punk is, huh?
Yeah.
Old kinky fuck.
You hate CM Punk so much. What does that say? Mid? Mid? Is that what it says?
Yeah.
This is like a mid-carder?
No, mid is like a word for like less than average.
Yeah, yeah, I know. I saw MJF weirdly say mid in a promo he cut about my friend's wife. And so I get it, but I was thinking in that context it just meant mid-carder. But I guess no. I mean, it probably is double. Double,
Listen, double meaning. I mean, I'm so excited for that match. I think MJF is probably gonna win again, right? I hope he does.
Yeah, he'll keep winning.
But yeah, I mean, they're on fire. It's great. I love what they're doing. I mean, this is just one of those rivalries that makes so much fucking sense. And Punk, despite being a piece of shit, is doing some good shit. So I'm excited to see how this is going to turn out. I think it's big time for him. Revolution, big time pay-per-view.
Yes.
Dog collar, paying a little homage to Cody and Brody.
Revolution's in mid-March, right?
No, beginning of March, like March 6th, I want to say.
Okay. Like Darby, Sammy Guevara.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll say, oh, did I just click the wrong thing?
I don't think so.
Those guys I could watch just wrestle forever. Those guys are perfectly sized to wrestle each other.
I'm so excited for this Sammy versus Andrade match. Like beyond excited for it.
I'm pumped for that too, because I feel like Andrade's been laying low, you know?
It's going to be a fucking banger. I feel like these two were born to wrestle each other. They're going to fucking put on a, I hope Andrade wins, actually. I think Andrade would be great with that title. He'll really make the money about it. It's all about the money for him. He ain't going to fucking lose that match. No way.
I'm watching this Adam Page promo here for you. Okay, I'm watching this. I mean, Adam Cole, I'm watching it for you. Here we go. It's 1 minute. Here we go.
What are you watching?
Yeah. It'll be man to man for that very title.
Can we talk about Jade Cargill in that fucking money gear too? Oh, you probably haven't seen that.
Hold on, I'm just watching this one thing at home. We'll talk about another just does nothing for me Adam Cole experience. All right, fine. I'll judge the match. I'm sure the matches will be money, but I'll be rooting for Hangman Page in that shoot.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I'm allowed, right?
100%. You should. Honestly, you should.
Good. You should be rooting for. Good. And I will. I should. And I could. And Cole I will.
I can't wait for Adam Cole to beat him. I think it's going to be great.
Right when we're done with this, I'm going to watch Rampage, which is backwards, but I was traveling, so cut me some slack, folks.
Jade Cargill is money. They really delivered on their promo this week on Rampage. I think you're really going to like it, Dan. Matt Hardy had the bunny come out, and they're challenging it. They're talking about money. It's great. And I really want this Serena Deeb thing to pay off, where Sheeta's like dressed in like a disguise and ends up beating Deeb like in the 5 minute challenge thing.
Rookie challenge thing?
Yeah,
I like that rookie challenge. Like I think it's a great idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's the way you do it. Old school, like, dress her up in like a mask, like a luchador or something, you know? And then she beats Deeb.
I think that'd be really fun. I think, you know, Deeb's interesting because Deeb is jabroni on Mike. It just is what it is, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I just, you know, she's been in the business a long time. I have a ton of respect for her. I really like this rookie thing because I respect her a lot. But really, really, like, but you know, she's on the mic. It's bad. I mean, maybe not Ronda bad, you know, but holy shit, is Ronda the worst? I mean, Jesus. I love Ronda Rousey, but I mean, she takes the cake. Like, she has truly no timing or, like, she has really no talent on a microphone. You know, it's. Yeah, really, you know, it's bizarre. Like, but it's weird because she actually has a lot to say. You know?
She would be perfect as with Paul Heyman as her microphone.
Yeah. Like, she has a lot to say. Like
it's so perfect. Interviews. It's like, just have Heyman take over. That's it. Cut that promo. Heyman comes and goes, listen, you're not going to beat Charlotte Flair unless you have me in your corner. You right. need me. You stop fucking talking on the mic. I'll take care of that. I'll set up the deals. I'll keep you focused. That's how you're going to beat Charlotte Flair. Boom. Game over. Ronda Rousey becomes relevant to a point that she's never been before. People would pop so hard.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. WWE just feels like, I mean, I know I sound so like fucking broken record, but I'm in this weird zone because, I'm in this weird zone because I'm in the WWE zone right now a little bit. Like, I know AEW is a lot better, but I'm trying to get pumped for Mania, you know?
I
keep saying this, and I'm talking in circles a little bit, but they have so much great talent. Like, even yeah. Ronda, who I'm talking shit about. They really do have so, because they with really, like, not much finesse and more focus, you can do some really cool stuff. Like Seth Rollins could be a guy who is, I would make him the United States champion and have him do open challenges. Like that's the easiest booking, right? They did that with Cena, right? Like that's not even like that clever, right? I'm actually just like rehashing an old thing. But like instead you have Seth in this like weird, I mean, I had some matches with Edge or whatever, but you have him in this kind of weird zone, but like he's become a complete goof character. They need way more talent who are threatening. It can't just be Randy, Brock, and Roman are the only wrestlers who pose any threat, you know? No, and then this chamber just buried everybody. It was awful. They have no wrestlers who pose any kind of threat. They're all just like dressed up goofy peacocking. And like, it's weird because coming out of me, it's a little bit of a contradiction because I love pageantry and blah, blah, blah. And for a while, that was kind of gone in WWE. WWE got a little lazy. And then now they've gotten, to be honest, they've gotten too busy. I mean, they're too busy over there. Like, the WWE product is way too busy, weirdly. Like, Riddle comes out. You don't even realize that Riddle's in this, like, great shape, an undefeated MMA fighter. Like in a master wrestler, like you don't even know that he doesn't even look jacked, you know.
He's on a scooter. About Jake, you know that about Jake Hager, you know?
Yeah, and AEW makes Jake Hager as a complete jabroni. Matter, you know?
Yeah.
How quick does WWE steal Wardlow? I mean, Jesus Christ. He's a guy, if I'm Vince, I'm like, get me this dude. Get me this guy. But what I'm saying is that, like, so Austin Theory's, like, taking self. Austin Theory's an incredible wrestler. Like, incredible. He's dressed exactly like Seth, and he's taking selfies. He actually did a great job, Mick. He made Brock look so cool. He did a great job. But he had to be completely stooged out. And it's fine for him at this stage in his career. You know, but he's a complete goof. Matt Riddle's a complete goof. AJ Styles is basically like a nostalgia act at this point, with the way they have him booked. He did absolutely nothing in this match. Yeah, it was just absolutely like ridiculous. So yeah, now you have it like, you know, you're like the Ronda. They've chosen to do nothing interesting with Ronda. Just have her kind of be again, and just like, remember she was here before, you know, nothing with her character. Not that she could pull any of it off, but man, Brock is kind of the only interesting character right now. And he's a guy who could probably get away with being kind of boring, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, he'll end up being double champ, I guess.
Brock's got to beat, I guess Roman wins clean probably at Mania. I think Roman wins clean at Mania. I think Roman becomes a double champ. But then where do you go from there? The only way to go from there is Kenny Omega, right? Like, what the fuck else do you do? Man, I miss Kenny. I'm realizing how much I miss Kenny.
He's so close to being back.
Is he?
Yeah. I think it's going to happen at Revolution.
Yeah, so
he'll help Cole win or Hangman wins and he.
I miss Kenny.
Yeah,
it's gonna be I miss Kenny. They killed Kenny. I miss Kenny.
Do you think
Adam Cole takes the title off of Hangman?
Possible.
You think? Yeah.
It's possible because of the current situation of what's going on with Jay White being around, with Kenny coming back, like. Can you imagine if we had Cole, Kenny, and Jay White like in the triple threat for that title? You know,
yeah, that'd be sick. They need it.
Here's what they really should do: is they should set up like put the tag titles on the Bucks, have Cole win the fucking title, and then set up a trios match. All the titles on the line. It'll be like Kenny and the Bucks. Or Switchblade and Gallows and Anderson, you know?
Yeah.
In War Games.
War Games.
Blood and guts.
All right, let's end on this. It's just like, whatever. WWE's just
Do you really want to taste it?
WWE's fucking stupid right now. It's stupid, but whatever. I like some of it. But Roman Reigns, if Roman Reigns wins that title, what, who does he wrestle? What is the match after? Nobody.
Bad Bunny.
They've done such great job at making Roman Reigns awesome at the expense of the entire rest of the roster. Okay. Did you see Tommaso Ciampa on Raw throw water in Ziggler's face?
No.
Okay. You got to see this clip. Ciampa throws, is on commentary, and he's like feuding with Ziggler. He throws water, and Ziggler acts like he got like Joker acid in his face. You know? Ziggler, like, sells the hell out of this water. It's literally water. You see, are you watching it?
Trying to find it.
It's on the Instagram. It's on WWE's Instagram.
Oh, it is?
Ziggler's like, oh, my God. It's fucking awesome. It is so great. He, it's like, it's just water. But it somehow really it works. You got to take a step back and go like, oh, man, that's only water. It's like Sean Hogan shit. Tell me when you see it.
WWE.
It's on the gram. I can send it to you right now. Check it out. It's on the gram. Ziggler, legit.
So much chamber stuff.
It's so much chamber stuff. I mean, it's like a $50 million show. So, wow, it is true. There is so much chamber material.
Riveting content here. Rolling through Instagram. We keep you in tune here, folks.
Holy shit, I actually can't find it. But whatever. Maybe it was a Bleacher Report?
Oh, I got it.
You got it?
Yeah.
Is it on WB?
Fake the super kick. Oh.
Yeah.
Whoa, those red pants on Ziggler are sick.
Yeah, the reds are sick. We love the reds, don't we, folks?
Content sport. What an athlete, huh? That guy should be WWE champion. Oh, whoa. Yeah, man, you know? I think this is an exciting time. We go Revolution Mania. Things are heating up.
Hell yeah.
A lot of cool shit happening in wrestling all across the board. I'm stoked for, man, GCW is shaping up to be crazy. They announced Suzuki's coming back again for Joey Janela. Effie's Big Gay Brunch. That weekend's going to be dope. I'm definitely going. I got the general admission ticket, so I'm going to be going to all those shows. I'm excited for Mania weekend. And Mania weekend being around is huge because that's where those other shows exist too. So the indie scene's gonna be crazy down there.
Yeah,
it's gonna be a good time.
Love it. Maybe it'll be a great time. As always, it'll be fun. It'll be a fuck in that stadium. It'll be a spectacle. We probably see The Rock or something, and
we'll probably get tickets for free. We'll probably be great seats.
I hope I get free tickets. I gotta start talking about that, but I'll probably come down.
Well, let me know. Maybe we'll book a fucking room.
Yeah, we'll talk about it. Should be fun. Anyway, a lot of good traffic. I'm very pumped for Revolution, looking like a great card. And actually, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to say looking like a great card, which is a shout out to Brian Dipperstein.
The guys on what's their show called? Where they bite our gimmicks. I heard they were talking about having Dynamite over
too
there.
Too low sour because Dynamite was mentioned. But Dynamite was actually on the podcast was very no sold. Dynamite was no sold. Anyway, no one was feeling Dynamite. But listen, the more the merrier, I say, for Dynamite. Okay? Anyone's allowed. You hold your own Dynamites. And Galnamites, too.
Yeah.
Personamites. You know what I mean?
Dynamite.
People and Nights. Watch it. But anyway, I'm going to watch Rampage right now. What an interesting time. Oh, did I say? I mean, we always go back. I see that Buddy Murphy. I was seeing something about him.
Ooh, well, Malakai cut a promo, and it was like a new member was coming, and someone like walked through, and it looked to be someone with a beard. So people are assuming it's Buddy Murphy. And if that's the case, boy, oh boy, is that shit going to be sick.
Yeah,
man,
I mean,
stable. I mean, give us the Trios titles in AEW, right? Let's get crazy, baby.
It has to be mentioned that he's jacked. This is a jacked man. You know what I mean? And he belongs in American wrestling. We need to see him. You know what I mean? We need to see the guy.
Did you finish watching Peacemaker?
No.
Oh, my God.
I'm on episode 5.
Or I six. Hope he gets not. I hope he gets nominated for an Emmy. Like
it's really already picked up for another season, right?
Yep. Big announcement.
Yeah.
Love it.
Cool. All right. Anyway, I'm gonna put on Rampage. We'll get out of here. We'll record after Dynamite this week, because that'll be sick. I'm back in town, so that we'll definitely have the bonus episode. Sorry, I didn't give you guys a heads up.
Maybe we get a little Dynamite. Maybe we could plan a little Dynamite.
We could play a little Dynamite. Hey, everybody. Wrestling in full swing here. I'm going to go watch Rampage. I'm going to rest up. I just drove 6 hours and then recorded. But, you know, we love it, folks. We love it. Keep watching wrestling. Kisses. Cheers up.